Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are still studying together the miracles of Jesus. We have shared with you before that there are 37 miracles are written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And as we know from the writing of John, that these are not all the miracles, but these are the miracles which are written for us to know that Christ is the Son of God, and by believing in Him, we will have eternal life. Now, the miracle of today is mentioned in the Quran and in the Bible. And we cannot understand what in the world Allah is talking about in the Quran until we examine that which is written in the Gospel. Many of the miracles in the Bible are not mentioned in all four Gospels, but that miracle is actually mentioned in all four Gospels. It is the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 men and obviously all the women and the children from two fish and five loaves of bread. So in our broadcast today, we'll be talking about the nonsensical Quran. And in our next broadcast, we'll be examining the Bible account. This story is mentioned in Quran chapter 5, which is titled Al-Ma'idah, which is the table. What table? Oh, it is the table which Isa, son of Mary, asked Allah to send on, well, I have a problem because some scholars will tell you on the Jewish people and others will tell you on the disciples of Jesus. So which one is the accurate one? Only Allah knows best. So what we have here is Quran chapter 5 verses 112 through 115. Here what we have in the bold statement before we get to the reading of these verses. The miracle of the descending table made up by Muhammad clearly shows Muhammad's confusion and misunderstandings about the account of the Lord's Supper, and that is what we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 20 through 29. I believe that what Muhammad meant by what he wrote in these verses in the book of Al-Ma'idah. But according to the Muslim scholars, they actually confuse this story with the other miracle, which is the miracle of the feeding of the thousands, which Jesus fed according to the four Gospels. Here is what Allah stated in the Quran. Quran chapter 5, beginning from verse 112. When the Hawariyin, and what is Hawariyin? Oh, this is a non-Arabic word from probable Abyssinian origin, which a word Muhammad used to rename the disciples of Jesus. So we can read it to be, when the disciples of Isa said, O Isa, son of Mary, can your Lord send down on us a Ma'idah? And the word Ma'idah is another non-Arabic word of Ethiopian origin, and that is the word table. And here I must say, most likely, Muhammad met with some of the Christians of Ethiopia, as we know that the early Muslims migrated from Mecca to Ethiopia for some time, and most likely Muhammad saw a picture of the Lord Jesus sitting at a table with his 12 disciples, which is obviously known to be the Last Supper. And that is what I believe causes Muhammad to write that story for us in the Quran. So we continue to read. Can your Lord send down on us a table from the heaven? He, that is Isa, son of Mary, said, fear Allah if you were believers. And I do not know what fear have to do with anything. I mean, we're not talking about Muhammad and somebody is asking him to perform a miracle and he will not perform a miracle. As we have seen already from the reading of the other verses of the Quran, we know that Isa performed great miracles with Allah's will, or with Allah's permission, as Allah stated in Quran chapter 3 and verse 49. And here the disciples of Isa, son of Mary, did not ask him to perform a miracle by his own strength or by his own power. The question is very simple and it is easy to understand. The disciples of Isa asked Isa, can your Lord send down on us a table from the heaven. Of course, his Lord can do. After all, we saw Isa raising the dead, and Isa healed the blind, and Isa healed the lepers, and Isa creating birds from clay, and he breathed on them, so they became living birds. Isa also knows all the unknown. That is, he can inform people about what they hide and what they eat. So obviously, if Isa can do all these miracles, what is so hard for Allah to send a table on his disciples as they were asking? So I do not understand why Isa said, fear Allah, if you were believers. Of course they are believers, and they want to eat from that table. And as we see that in the following verse, which is verse 113, they said, this is the disciples of Isa, we desire to eat from it, from the table, and to have our hearts assured and know that you indeed have told us the truth, and we will be witnesses of it. So obviously, Isa told them, yeah, in heaven there is food. In heaven there is drink. So if you can use your imagination, the disciples are asking, how do we know what you have told us the truth unless we eat from that food of heaven and drink from the drinks of heaven? So you told us that. We want to see it so we can believe you, and we know for sure that you have told us the truth. Ask Allah to send on us a table that our heart will be assured and will be secure concerning the food and the drink which you, Isa, son of Mary, have promised us. So let's move on to verse 114. Isa, son of Mary, said, O Allah, our Lord, send down a table on us from the heaven that it becomes an Eid. And what is Eid? Whoa, another non-Arabic word in the same few verses, which is the word festival. It is a non-Arabic word from Syriac origin. Imagine with me, in four verses, Muhammad used Arabic, Muhammad used Abyssinian, Muhammad used Ethiopian, and Muhammad used Syriac words. Amazingly, Muslims still believe the Quran is pure Arabic. But anyway, we continue the reading of the Quran. So Isa, son of Mary, said, O Allah, our Lord, send down a table on us from the heaven that it becomes a festival for us, to the first of us and to the last of us, and a sign from you. Oh, a miracle. Yes, indeed, a miracle from Allah. And provide for us, and you are the best of the providers. And here I must say, how can Allah be the best of the providers if he is the only provider? So far, so good. Now in verse 115, let us hear the answer of Allah. Allah says, surely I will send it down on you. So whoever among you becomes an infidel after that, so surely I will torment him, a torment I will not torment anyone of the world. Meaning, if I send the table on you, and if you become infidel, I will torment him more than anybody else. The greatest torment of all. What a strange answer from Allah, the all-knower. I mean, think about it. If Allah is the all-knower, can Allah know if somebody will become an infidel after they receive the table from heaven or not? Why Allah say if? It seemed to me like Allah does not know if they're going to believe for good or if they will become a disbeliever after all. Obviously, from the reading of these verses, we do not know any details. We have no idea what kind of food was in it. We have no idea how many people ate from it. We have no idea how it came down. We have no idea when it was taken away. We have no idea how long it was here on earth for people to eat from it. That's why we have to go to what we call the fabricators. Yes, indeed. You heard me right. Why? Because Al-Tabari, Ibn Kathir, Al-Qurtubi, Al-Jalalayn, or any other name, Muslim will rush to hear an interpretation to these very poor verses. They're not going to give you anything but fabrication. Why? Because we know they were not prophets. They never received any new revelation from Allah. They are just filling in the empty spaces among these verses with their own imagination to make an interpretation which does not exist in the words of Allah in the Quran.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin. We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
And now let me share with you what Muslim scholars said about that great miracle of Allah, the descending of the table from heaven on Isa, son of Mary, and his disciples. Now, scholars' interpretation are different from one to another. So what we're going to be using here is the interpretation of Al-Tabari, who said that the disciples of Isa ask Isa if he can ask Allah to send the table on them, because they know for sure that Allah is able to do everything. But they were just asking if Isa have the ability or if he can ask Allah to send the table on them. And I'm sorry, this is simply fabrication, because the verse of the Quran is very clear. It says, O Isa, son of Mary, can your Lord send down on us a table? They did not say, can you ask your Lord to send a table on us? This is like going in a circle, trying to make an interpretation to a simple verse. Now, the interpretation of the portion of the verse when Isa said, fear Allah if you are believers. Al-Tabari said, they did not know if Isa has spoken the truth. And they want their hearts to be assured of his prophethood. Imagine with me, after all that which is written in the Quran about Isa, the disciples do not know, like they have some doubt, maybe he's a prophet, maybe he's not. So they want to know the truthfulness of his prophethood. Or some said there was sickness and doubts in their hearts. They doubted the religion. Should they believe, should they not believe in their messenger, meaning Isa, son of Mary? And they ask what they ask simply because they want to test him. Continue with the interpretation of Al-Tabari. He said that Ibn Abbas, who is the first cousin of Muhammad, spoke about Isa. And he said that he, Isa, said to the children of Israel, will you fast to Allah 30 days? And then you ask him whatever you wish and he will give whatever you wish to you? So surely the reward for the worker is right for all those who work. So they did that, meaning the children of Israel fasted 30 days. Then they said to Isa, tell us, Isa, is the worker worthy of the reward of his work? You have ordered us to fast 30 days, and we did. And we did not work all these 30 days for anyone, except they just gave them some food so they can eat at the end of the fasting of every day. And that is when we read the question, can your Lord send on us a table from the heaven? And now I have to shake my head. Did the Quran say the children of Israel asked that question, or did the Quran say the Hawariyin, the disciples of Isa, asked that question? Why in the world Muslim scholars are going in circles, changing the story from the 12 disciples of Isa, which by the way, according to some Muslim scholars, they were 19 at 7. I do not know where they come from, but that's okay. Or is it all the children of Israel? That is all the Jewish people. So here, obviously, according to Ibn Abbas, he made that verse, that is Quran chapter 5, and verse 112 to be the statement which has been told to Isa by all the children of Israel. And they told him, we need to eat from it and that our hearts will be secure. and we will know that you have spoke the truth, and we will be a witness over it. After all, we worked hard and we fasted for 30 days. It is time for us to get paid back by Allah. Continuing with the fabrication of Ibn Abbas, who stated that the angels flew with a table from the heaven, and on it there were seven, listen carefully, not seven fish, but seven whales. The word hoot here is not the word samak. Hoot means a whale, and samak is fish. So Muslim scholars use the word hoot, which is the word whale, and seven loaves of bread. So the angels flew with the table from heaven to earth with seven whales and seven loaves of bread on it, until the angels put the table between the Jewish people's hands. So all the people, until the last one of them, ate from it. Now, let me share with you a completely different interpretation by Al-Sadi, who stated, "Can your Lord give us what you ask him?" So Allah sent on them a table from the heaven. In it, all kinds of food and all kinds of meat. Wait a minute. I saw that the table had only seven whales and seven loaves of bread. No. A little bit better interpretation here, more exciting, you know, than just eating well. We're talking about all kind of food, all kind of meat. Oh, must be awesome. And they all ate from it. And that table continued to give. So you could not get rid of all the food in it. The more hands reached out it, the more food was on it. When Isa said to them, "Fear Allah if you were believers," Al-Tabari interpreted to say, "Fear Allah, that he may send on you a punishment according to your words, because Allah is able to do everything. And if you are doubting in the might of Allah, that he may send on you a table from heaven, and you became infidels in him, may Allah will send vengeance on you." As he continued to say that Isa is telling all these people, if you trust me, if you believe me, Allah's punishment will be on you, just because he asked the question, "Can your Lord send on us a table from the heaven?" In verse 114, Al-Tabari continued to interpret by stating that when the Hawariyin, or maybe all the children of Israel, ask Allah that that table will become a festival for them, to the first of them and to the last of them, what they meant by that they were asking Allah to send that table for them to eat from it and for their descendants who will come after them, meaning the generation which will come after them. And as usual, Muslim scholars disagree, because some said, "Oh, that table came down on them twice." And others said, "No, actually, they all ate from it, the first and the last one of those who were there when the table came down from heaven." Ibn Abbas assured his Muslim gullible readers that the last people who came and ate from the table ate the same amount of food which the first one ate from it. But another interpretation was, "Well, it will be a festival for us so we can worship Allah and we can pray to Allah the day it will come down on us, and it will be a festival like all other people who have festivals in their religions." After all that which we covered, we continue with the interpretation of Al-Tabari, who said that scholars disagree on the interpretation of the table. Did it really come down or not? Some said the table came down and it had wells on it and food, so all the people ate from it. But it was taken up to heaven because something the people did, and it was between them and between Allah. Now, Ibn Isaac said that the father of Abdurrahman As-Salmi said that the table came down and on it was bread and fish. Now he used the word samak for fish instead of hoot, which is whale. Atiyah also said that the table had fish and all kind of food. Ibn Abbas here said that that table came down on Isa, son of Mary, and his disciples, which had bread and fish. Abu Bakr said that Abdul Samad ibn Maqal said that he heard that People used to come and sit on the table and eat, and then they leave. And other people come and sit on the table and eat, and they leave, and so on, until the last ones came and ate from it. So all of them ate, and there was plenty of food left over on the table. Mujahid said, the food used to come down on the table whenever they come to sit and eat at the table. Ammar ibn Yasir, another Muslim scholar, said that it was said that they, we do not know who, asked Isa, son of Mary, to send to them a table with food in it that they would eat from it, and that food never ceased to exist from the table. So Isa said to them, so it would be to you as long as you don't hide any of the food from it, or you don't betray or take away from the table. If you do that, so I will torment you with a painful torment like no one else before of the world have seen. Obviously, that is the word of Allah as we read in verse 115. But he continued to say that the day was not over until the people used to hide the food from the table and they betray Allah. That's why Allah torments them with a great torment. No one ever has been tormented like them. Ammar ibn Yasir said that Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, said, when the table came down on Isa, son of Mary, and his people, it had bread and meat. And they were commanded that they will not betray, that they will not hide, they will not take away from the table. But they disobeyed the commands of Allah. That's why Allah cursed them and he turned them to monkeys and swine. And the fabrication goes on and on and on without an end. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.